This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Kelly Morlock can help you manage your wealth and retirement needs.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Everyone wants to know what's going on. And for the Coastside, there is a place where you can find out. This is Bill Wood, and my guest today is Michelle Dragony, Chief Buzz Officer of Coastside Buzz. Welcome, Michelle.
Well, hi, Bill. Nice to meet you.
Coastside Buzz is an internet portal of extraordinary variety. So right off, how do you get there?
You go to coastsidebuzz.com, and I have content, news, and I have a calendar, Best on the Coast. I have all the music, Coast Views Music Calendar, and you go to find it at coastsidebuzz.com.
As I said, there's so much on the website, literally a hive of activity. Oh, yeah, the puns are endless, aren't they? Yes, okay. But right now, one of the loudest buzzes coming up is the 2026 elections. There are 28 open seats for 10 jurisdictions, and I'm willing to bet most people only know a few of them, if at all. What we're going to do, we'll have a thumbnail of each of these positions, and we'll have a lightning round, and you get 1 minute to let people know what it is. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Go.
The first up is Cabrillo Unified School District. There are openings for areas A, C, and E. A is up north in the Montero Way, C is in the Midcoast, and E is Ocean Colony all the way to San Gregorio. Filing date is going to be July 17th for everything, so start thinking about that. Then we can move on to the next one.
But first, well, how many positions are in that one?
Three. And the first position is held currently by Carmen Daniel, and that's Area A. The second position is Area C, which is held by Lizette Cortez. Area E is Mary Beth Alexander. All of their terms end this year. I don't know if they're going to run again. They would be incumbents if they want to run again. I'm not sure if Mary Beth has reached her term limits. I'm not sure Cabrillo has term limits. I know the city of Half Moon Bay does not. Most of the jurisdictions do not.
Next one.
Ding, ding, ding. All right, in alphabetical order. Now we go to Coastside County Water District. There are zones 1, zones 2, and zones 5. So zone 1 is Midcoast. It's held by Dave Dixon right now. He was appointed after the previous director retired. He is going to decide whether or not he wants to run again. He used to be the sewer authority general manager, so he knows a lot about fluids. I think he was the general manager at Coastside County Water District at one point as well. Chris Mickelson is in zone 2, and that's a little bit up north. Coastside County Water District goes all the way up to the Moss Beach border and then all the way down to Miramontes Point, Ocean Colony, Kenyatta Cove, in that area.
Okay, so now these are the incumbents, and these seats are all open then.
I know that for Zone 5, that's Bob Feldman, he is not running again. So if you're in Zone 5, that would be down south.
Next one.
Coastside Fire Protection District. Now, there are three zones available there as well. Coastside County Water District goes from the top of Montara, the northern part of Montara, and it goes all the way down to Martins Beach. It's not exactly districted like CUSD, Cabrillo Unified School District, but it's close. It's one of the fully coastside-wide districts. We've got Patrick Henna, District C. He is Midcoast Granada area, northern Half Moon Bay. Bruce McKimmy is District B. He is 2028. So we have Cynthia Sherrill in District D. She is, you know, downtown Half Moon Bay. And then you have Gary Burke, District E, which is South Coastside.
Again, incumbents, and they're all up for a re-election. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is correct.
And the next one.
So I'm reading off a map. I create maps for every single district because they don't have one.
And it's on your website.
And it's on my website. And I'm reading from one post where I have all 10 jurisdictions in one scroll. So there is a separate page for each district as well. But now we're in G's, Granada Community Services District. So there's sewer, garbage, parks, and recreation. They have 3 at-large seats. They are the only public agency on the coastline that is not districted, so it's still at-large. That means you can live anywhere in El Granada, Moss Beach, or Montera. So we have to look at the map. It goes to Princeton Harbor, all of Granada, and the last northern road in Frenchman's Creek. And then Montera Water, which I'll talk about in a few minutes, goes on beyond there.
Okay, just look into your radio at the map here.
That's right. Look into the radio at the map. So there's 3 places that are open there. That's a great agency to work with because they got a brand new park that they're going to be bringing online and starting to build very soon.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
And again, how many positions open?
3 open.
3 open
and
again.
At large.
Moving right along.
Now we're Half Moon Bay City Council. So one of the problems is that we are districted. This was like a Voting Rights Act thing that happened maybe 20 years ago. Everybody had to split up their town or their jurisdiction into districts. It makes it a little harder for people to run in the sense that you have to find somebody in each district rather than somebody globally. But what that does, it forces somebody to run in their neighborhood. So the people that are running this year they're up for election. They have to run again if they want to, is Robert Brownstone, District 1. And he is the northern part of Half Moon Bay on the east side of the highway. There's a teeny little breakout that goes over the highway, and that's where he lives.
When do they come up with these teeny little breakouts?
Census decision-making process on the redistricting committee that was put together. And then the city council has a final decision on how they want things to be districted.
So how many of these are open?
We have 3. We also have Deborah Penrose. She's in District 5, which is Half Moon Bay, sort of like Johnston Street, east side of Half Moon Bay, and a little bit on the other side of Main Street.
Just a little bit.
That's why there's a map.
Why there's a map.
The maps are actually pretty good.
Okay, next one.
Oh, one last one. Debbie Ruddick on District 4.
Okay,
so there's 3 people there. Okay, now we're Midcoast Community Council, which is kind of like the city offices for the Midcoast. If you're in El Granada, Moss Beach, or Montera, these are your people. They don't have any legislative power, but if you shout loud enough, the county will hear you. But you need to do it through the MCC. It's at large as well, actually. Now there's 2 at large. I forgot that GCSD and MCC were both at large. Well, and PMAC's at large as well. So then that's another political decision that Supervisor Mueller made just to make it easier for the people down in Pescadero. But for here, you've got 4 at large that are open. And that means you can live anywhere in El Granada, Moss Beach, or Montera, and you cover everything. Miramar, Princeton. It's a very important position to have. There's 7 people on the council, and it's a must-do for any in the Midcoast.
This is big. And now, continuing our lightning round, you will be tested on this material. Next one.
Mid-Peninsula Open Space District. It's a countywide district, and there is 2 districts that sort of overlap. There is 1 district that overlaps, and that is the South Coast Ward 6. It includes Pescadero to La Honda and to the bay. It's one of those districts like the Harbor District that goes from the bay to the coast. If you live in the southern part of Half Moon Bay, you would be able to represent Ward 6. Montera Water and Sanitary District. So there are 3 agencies that are part of the Sewer Authority Midcoast side. I already talked about Granada, the sewer, garbage, parks. Well, Montera is Montera Water and Sanitary District. So they're water, sewer, and garbage. They are also part of the JPA, as is Granada and Half Moon Bay. To be on the sewer board, you have to be on one of the JPA partners, one of the members, either Granada, Montera, or the city of Half Moon Bay. In Montera, they are just completing the districting process. So there are several people that are going from at-large positions, and they live in districts, and they can choose to run in that district or not run again. But there are 5 districts in Montera, and 3 of them are open. It's a very complicated map, and so you have to go look at it.
Yes, and then where do you look at it?
CoastsideBuzz.com.
Right.
And go to the elections 2026 tab on the menu bar, and everything elections is right there. This particular post is at the top. There's a very pretty, enthusiastic bee.
All right. We got any left?
Pescadero Municipal Advisory Council, PMAC. Now, this station may not necessarily reach down there.
However, what do we do if we squeeze? AM gets down there.
And KPDO has a antenna on top of Tomcat Ranch, so they actually can reach all the way down to Año Nuevo, and on a good day, they can reach up to the harbor. Anyway, radio is radio, but we're all online, and I know people down in Pescadero listen here online, and vice versa. So PMAC is part of our community. They do a lot of things down there that we all visit, so it's just good to know they are still at large. Harbor District, San Mateo County Harbor District. Fish, sail, boat. From Pacifica to the bay is District 2. From District 3 is Moss Beach, Monterra to the bay. So again, they go right across. But for our purposes, it's always good to have local coastside people on the Harbor District. In this particular case, we've got an opening for the Pacifica position, which George Dormerat is currently in. And there's also a position for District 3, which is Catherine Slater Carter. And that goes from Monterra, again, all the way to the bay. So George's goes from Pacifica all the way to the bay as well. So those are the two coastside harbor district positions that are open. And again, they talk about fishing. They've got Johnson Pier, which is hopefully going to get a $40 million grant soon, and that's going to be really great news and exciting. They're in the middle of doing a RFP for the Old Ketch restaurant, so we're going to have new people in the restaurant. So a lot of stuff to go on there. And that is the last of the 10.
That's it?
That is the last of the 10.
We did it. Okay.
Ding, ding, ding.
Obviously, with all that to choose from, and if a person has a mind to participate, not only to go to Coastside Buzz and find out what it is, what do you do to place yourself on the ballot?
Start by going to this post. At the very, very top of the post, I have the candidate filing seminars. One has already occurred, June 24th, but I include the presentation from the seminar so you can look at it. But the next one is July 22nd. That's where you can ask questions. It's online as well. So, and then you have to file, and you need to file starting July 13th to August 7th. So you have to go in to do it. Forms cannot be mailed to you. I also include the San Mateo County candidate guide for you to look at. Everything's all there in one place.
All on CoastsideBuzz.com.
Elections 2026.
Well, Michelle, I want to thank you for giving us just a hint of what is in the hive of Coastside Buzz.
And stay tuned, because we're going to have a forum I sponsored with the Chamber last cycle, and we're going to do it again. And we'll have the city and CUSD September 22nd.
My guest today has been Michelle Dragony, Chief Buzz Officer of Coastside Buzz. For the feature story of the week, this is Bill Wood.
Our thanks to contributor Bill Wood for keeping us up on the latest buzz. If you haven't already done so, be sure to check out CoastsideBuzz.com. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. And now let's buzz on back to the year 1992, courtesy of Cameron Palmer and the KHMB Time Machine. This is the voice of the San Mateo County Midcoast. 100.9 Coastside Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the coastside.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1992. We are turning the dials from the KHMB Time Machine back 34 years to July 1992. These were the stories and events now taking place. Check in the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review. Bay Creek Lumber Company is logging of 500-acre plot prompted protests and tree sitters from the Earth First to perch in the redwoods on the company's property. Big Creek recently acquired about 1,500 acres southeast of Pescadero. Critics of the plan claim that some endangered old growth habitat is threatened by the proposed logging. And high-speed chase ends in fiery crash. A car chase covering two counties ended with a fiery wreck as a Santa Cruz man attempted to elude police at speeds of more than 110 miles an hour, racked his car into a tree along Highway 1 south of Kelly. The car burst into flames when it came to rest, but the driver received only minor injuries and was treated at St. Catherine's Hospital near Half Moon Bay before being transported to the Santa Cruz County Jail. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Don't miss this spectacular event scheduled for August 1st from 1 to 4 on the Bay. It's sponsored by Cameron's Restaurant and also Marcus at Star 101.3. It's the Karaoke Cruise, hosted by my pub. Marcus hosts the morning show on 101.3, which airs all around the Bay Area. There will be food, drinks, views, ocean air, and of course music. Posters for more details with the QR code are all around town, including my pub. There will be lots of Coastsiders on board, so see if you can spot any that you can when you come to the Karaoke Cruise on the Bay. Keep calm and sail on and sing some karaoke. 1992, Bosnia declares independence following the dissolution of Yugoslavia. This starts a war between Muslims, Serbs, and Croats, prompting UN intervention. A 6.8 earthquake in Turkey kills over 500 people. TWA declares bankruptcy. Euro Disney opens in France. And the first McDonald's opens in Beijing, China, and Iraq continues to hamper the efforts of the UN weapons inspectors. In technology, the first nicotine patch is introduced to help stop smoking, and DNA fingerprinting is invented. The largest mall in America is constructed in Minnesota, spanning 78 acres. And what does it cost to live in 1992? With the Dow Jones average at 3,301, the average yearly income at $30,000. A new house will cost you $122,500. A pound of bacon, $1.92. And a new car, $16,950. And gas to run it is $1.05 a gallon. In technology, Microsoft releases Windows 3.1, and Microsoft works in Space Shuttle Endeavor as a successful maiden voyage. Popular films include Aladdin, Batman Returns, The Bodyguard, and Basic Instincts. On the small screen, popular TV shows include Law and Order, Home Improvement, L.A. Law, and Star Trek, The Next Generation. In popular music, this band is made up of a cast of members the Fox TV show of the same name. Here's The Heights and their gold number one hit, How Do I Talk to an Angel?
I hear a voice in my mind, I know her face by heart. Heaven and earth are moving in my soul. I don't know where to start. Tell me the words to define the way I feel about someone so far. Can't feel her in the air. Tell me the words to define the way I feel about someone so fine. How do you talk to an angel? How do you hold close to where you falling star.
Born in Ripley, England, this singer was a member of several groups before breaking out on his own. What's better than a gold record? Why, platinum, of course. Here's Eric Clapton with his number one hit, Tears in Heaven. Join us again next week for another ride in the KHNB Time Machine. Until then, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
A reverse mortgage is a financial tool that allows senior homeowners to access the equity in their homes without having to sell them. Essentially, instead of making monthly mortgage payments, seniors receive money from a lender, which is then paid back when they move out of the home or pass away. This can be particularly beneficial for seniors who are on a fixed income and may need extra funds to cover living expenses, healthcare costs, or home repairs. By providing access to cash while allowing them to stay in their homes, reverse mortgages can help seniors maintain their quality of life, such as paying off existing debts, funding home improvements, or covering medical expenses. This financial cushion can give seniors peace of mind, helping them to live more comfortably and securely without the burden of monthly mortgage payments. For more information about this financial tool for seniors, call your Coastside Reverse Mortgage Specialist at 858-967-6060, 858-967-6060.
Welcome to Financial Focus on KHMB, Community Radio for the Coastside. Join us as we explore what you need to know about securing your financial future. We'll cover topics like managing your 401k and IRA, understanding your Social Security benefits, and navigating pension plans. It's time to help you enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for. And now, here's your host, Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones in Half Moon Bay.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Morlock of Edward Jones here in Half Moon Bay, California. This week's financial focus is financial steps to prepare for Alzheimer's and dementia. More than 7 million Americans have Alzheimer's disease, according to a 2025 report from the Alzheimer's Association. The emotional toll of watching a loved one struggle with memory loss, depression, anxiety, and cognitive decline is already overwhelming, but the financial burden can be significant too. Hopefully this disease will never touch your family, but it's important to be financially prepared just in case. By planning to cover long-term care costs and creating a financial strategy for caregivers, you can help protect your family's financial well-being. Expenses related to Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia can be extensive. Families often face ongoing medical treatment costs, medical equipment purchases, home safety modifications, prescription drugs, and personal care supplies. Long-term care represents one of the largest health care costs not covered entirely by traditional Medicare, making advanced planning crucial. Here are a few essential planning steps to consider. First, plan for care costs and identify insurance coverage. Start by understanding your family's health insurance options, including Medicare, supplemental policies, and veterans benefits, if applicable. Determine coverage for adult day care services, in-home care services, full-time residential care, and other long-term care options. Confirm whether you or your loved ones have long-term care policies or other insurance with long-term care riders. In some states, Medicare offers special needs plans for people living with dementia, including Alzheimer's. These plans specialize in care and coverage for beneficiaries with dementia, and only those diagnosed can enroll. Next, identify assets and debts. Create a comprehensive picture of your family's financial position, including bank accounts, investments, property, and debts such as credit cards, mortgages, or lines of credit. You'll need this if you take over financial management for a loved one. Next, ensure legal documents are in place. Work with an attorney to establish crucial documents like a durable power of attorney for finances and healthcare decisions. These documents should be created before someone is diagnosed or when they are just starting to show early signs of Alzheimer's so they can understand what they are signing. Waiting until cognitive ability declines makes the process more challenging and may require court procedures for conservatorship. Next, consider a living trust. A living trust can hold financial assets and property while a successor trustee, like a trusted family member, manages money and makes investment decisions. While complex, these trusts can provide valuable protection for families dealing with a parent or older relative experiencing dementia. Next, look for tax benefits. Caregivers who pay care costs out of pocket may qualify for tax credits and deductions. These benefits vary by state, so consult with a tax advisor about your eligibility. Finally, consider protective measures for early stages. If a loved one is showing signs of Alzheimer's or other dementia, you may want to set up auto pay for bills, open joint checking accounts, freeze credit reports at major bureaus, consolidate or cancel credit cards, and monitor financial activities closely. This can help keep financial responsibilities flowing smoothly and prevent exploitation by scam artists. A qualified financial advisor can help evaluate your family's overall situation and recommend appropriate strategies to prepare for potential dementia-related costs. They can work with your legal and tax professionals to help you put comprehensive protection in place. While an Alzheimer's or dementia diagnosis will change everyone's life and your family, taking proactive financial steps can help ease the burden and provide greater confidence for the journey ahead. For more information, visit www.alz.org. That's www.alz.org. This is Kelly Morlock with this week's Financial Focus.
This content was provided by Edward Jones. For use by Kelly Morlock, your Edward Jones financial advisor, at 650-726-9133.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
I'm here with Kirsten Hagen, a trusted local real estate agent who knows the pulse of the peninsula market with cost-saving information for homeowners. Kirsten, you mentioned you have some great information regarding their home insurance and ways to lower their premiums.
Home insurance costs are up on the coast and all over, but homeowners have more control than they think. Start by hardening your home against fire and wind. Things like fire-resistant vent mesh and a reinforced roof can make a real difference. Take a higher deductible if you can comfortably afford it. It's one of the fastest ways to bring your premium down. Bundle your home, auto, and liability with one carrier. Many companies offer up to 15% off when you do. And don't file small claims. Frequency raises your rates over time, and that track record follows you to your next home.
How can folks reach you to find out more information?
They can find me at homesbyhagen.com. Homesbyhagen.com. I'd love to hear from you.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Welcome to Keeping Pace with Your Health on KHMB. I'm your host, Gail W. Dale from Fit Holistics. Let's talk about the nightly guilt trip we all put ourselves through. It's 11 p.m., you're winding down, you look at the clock, and you start doing that stressful middle-of-the-night math. If I fall asleep right this second, I'll only get 7 hours of sleep instead of the mandatory 8. Then you toss, you turn, and ironically, you lose another hour just stressing about sleep. Well, I am here to tell you to stop beating yourself up. Brand new, cutting-edge science has just completely rewritten the rule book on how much rest we actually need to age beautifully, and it turns out 8 hours is not the holy grail. I'll give you the dreamy details right after this message from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Hi there, this is Dr. Brian Shepherd from Shepherd Family Dentistry. Did you know about 25% of America suffers from obstructive sleep apnea? They suffocate in their sleep. I started self-treating my own sleep apnea about a month before I met my wife. I wear a mouthpiece that stops my snoring and keeps me breathing all through the night. Now, if I don't wear my mouthpiece, my wife kicks me out of bed. So if you want to stop snoring and keep breathing, come on down to Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Welcome back to Keeping Pace with Your Health right here on KHMB. I'm your host, Gail W. Dale from Fit Holistics. Today we're talking about the lifelong nightly wrestling match we have with sleep. Do we sleep too much or too little? A massive, groundbreaking study just published in the journal Nature analyzed data from 500,000 people. Researchers used 23 different advanced computer models called aging clocks, which look at medical imaging, blood molecules, and organ proteins to see exactly how fast our internal organs are aging compared to our actual birthday age. And they discovered a fascinating, incredibly narrow sleep duration sweet spot for healthy aging.
For women, the absolute healthiest window is 6.4 to 7.8 hours of sleep a night. For men, it's 6.4 to 7.7 hours. This is truly a Goldilocks situation. Too little sleep is dangerous, but too much sleep is also a problem. The study found that if you routinely sleep fewer than 6.5 hours, or if you make a habit of oversleeping past 8 hours, your organs are actually aging faster than they should. Think of sleep as the ultimate internal maintenance crew. When we step outside of that optimal window, it disrupts what the study's lead author, Dr. Junhao Wen from Columbia University, calls a coordinated brain-body network. When you shortchange your sleep, your immune system, your skin, and your heart take the biggest, fastest hit. Short sleep was heavily linked to accelerated brain aging, high blood pressure, irregular heartbeats, and even gut issues like acid reflux and gastritis. But what about the oversleepers? The ones who love a solid 9 or 10 hours? Well, sleeping too much was shown to accelerate aging in your brain and your fat tissue, which significantly spikes your risk for late-life depression, type 2 diabetes, and chronic inflammation. Board-certified sleep expert Dr. Alex Dimitriou weighed in on these findings, noting that it reinforces 7 to 8 hours as the universal sweet spot. The beautiful takeaway here? 7 hours is completely sufficient for most adults. You don't need a flawless 8. But as Dr. Dimitriou warns, don't let that become a slippery slope that slides down into a dangerous 6. It isn't just about the time on the clock. Sleep quality matters just as much as duration. In fact, a study published last year linked a staggering 172 different diseases to poor sleep patterns. So, how do you know if your sleep habits are secretly aging you? Look out for the warning signs. Chronic daytime sleepiness, brain fog, difficulty concentrating, irritability, and low mood. If you're experiencing those, your internal clock is crying out for a tune-up. The best news about this study is that sleep is a modifiable lifestyle factor. You can change it tonight to actively slow down your biological clock. Dr. Dimitriou recommends aggressively protecting what he calls your sleep window. When you get home tonight, start dimming the lights an hour before bed. Turn off the television, put down the smartphone, and reduce the mental stimulation. Create a quiet, predictable pre-bed routine. As a rule of thumb, aiming to be in bed for 8 hours usually guarantees you get about 7 hours of high-quality, deep, organ-protecting sleep. Sweet dreams to all, and to all, a good night. I'm Gail W. Dale of Fit Holistics, and that's all the time we have for today on Keeping Pace with Your Health. Join me next time as we explore another vital aspect of your well-being. Until then, remember to take good care of yourselves, inside and out.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
On the Carousel! On the Carousel!
Coastside Carousel. The show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Welcome to Coastside Carousel on KHMB. I'm your host, Mike Dale, and this week, our musical caravan has pulled right up to Studio E in Monterra. We are broadcasting right from the Creative Laboratory itself. I'm talking about Scott Stone and Joey D of Mondo Stereo. Their new CD is out on all streaming platforms now, and they're pressing limited edition vinyl. And from Studio E, the man behind the board, the George Martin of the Coastside, Rich Pearsall.
It's great to see everybody here. Scott, Joey, Rich, this is great. It's a roundtable discussion here today on the new Mondo Stereo disc. And when I say disc, I mean not only is it live streaming on, say, Spotify and Amazon Music, but you're doing a record this time as well as a CD. Is that right, Scott?
That's right, Mike. We're having a vinyl release in addition to the CD release because we're old school like that. And we know that there are lots of music fans out there who appreciate that and appreciate that tactile experience of holding the disc in your hand and reading the liner notes and looking at the art and all the old school, old world stuff that goes into a vinyl record.
When I think about the CD, the album, I'm just going to call it an album now. About the album, I feel like, Scott and Joey, it's a greatest hits album because not only do you have Sugar.
Remixed. That's what the engineer says.
And then you have Dance Like You Want It, right, which has that harder edge rock lead guitar with Joey D. It feels like greatest hits, but we're going to play three tracks that probably the listeners haven't heard before. We're going to play Don't Cry. We're going to play Amaze Me, which is an amazing track, and Putting It All Back Together, which I noticed has a little horn treatment on it.
First, let me express my gratitude to Rich Pearsall, who's sitting directly across from me.
Thank you.
Really talented, tremendously good dude, patient dude, wizard behind the board, and just all-around pleasure to work with.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome. I mean all that from the heart. Rich heard me say that many times throughout the process of making this record, but... Yeah. The record doesn't get done without Rich and done in the way that it's done, which was actually in a variety of different settings, right? Like some recorded here in the studio, some demo material that I brought to Rich and that we challenged ourselves to rise to the threshold of everything else that we recorded. Tons of fun coming into Studio E, which I'm sitting in right now and looking around and remembering all of the things that we did to make this album happen.
This is the place we did it, man.
Now, Scott, you're always the auteur in life. You like to do everything by yourself. But here we have Joey D, a master lead guitarist here on the Coast Side. Joey, how did you get involved with Scott in the first place? And, you know, what I see you bring to Mondo Stereo is just that extra grit on top of Scott's beautiful harmonies.
Thanks for having us here, by the way. We appreciate it. Scott and I met quite a few years ago. I heard Scott play, I think, by himself. And I approached him and just said, man, I love your stuff. You're a young guy and you love playing the oldies. From there, we started playing together. I think that went on for about a year or two. And then Scott brought to me a bunch of originals that he had. And so we started working together on those.
I want to go in now to Don't Cry. Let's talk about that track a second. A beautiful acoustic track with layered vocals. Scott, do you want to talk about it and then we'll play it?
Sure. Yeah, this was a song that had very grand ambitions when Rich and I sat down to record it. I originally envisioned like a string suite over this song and it had some parts that didn't make the final cut. We pared it down into something simpler and more direct, letting the 12-string guitar kind of do more of the part that the orchestration was originally going to do. And thematically, it's an unusual song for me. Sometimes when I'm writing lyrics, I'm thinking about things that have stuck in my craw maybe for years in the past. And for this song, I was thinking about an experience that's happened to me a number of times, probably to you guys too and to our listeners out there. Have you ever had a friend or somebody that you care about and you've seen them in pain, you know, and you know that they're suffering, they're down and out. And you wish to yourself, I wish I could take that pain somehow from you and bear it on my shoulder so that you didn't have to for a moment. And that's what I was thinking about when I wrote this tune. To make it more unusual for me, it's fingerpick. So that was a challenge of playing this song too, coming in with a small bodied guitar and trying to get that sound just right with Rich. And I think we finally did after a number of takes and finesses.
Yeah, I think one of the things that just to kind of think about it holistically as far as the album is concerned, what I was looking for was something very, very pared down because we don't have that in any other song. And we're trying to give, you know, we're taking the listener on a ride and we want to take him in a slightly different direction sometimes. And so doing it as simply as we did with that song, I think, makes it a real compliment with everything else that's on the album.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. Let's play it now. This is called Don't Cry. It's Mondo Stereo, Scott Stone, Joey D, produced by Rich Pearsall. Don't Cry on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Said, you got a friend in me.
childhood behind. Oh, I could tell that she was lost in the hurt of leaving a place to which you never return. Don't cry.
For the Coast Side, KHMB 100.9 FM and AM 1710. Mike Dale sitting in with you, Coast Side Carousel, a special edition this week with Mondo Stereo and producer Rich Pearsall of Studio E in Montero. There was the beautiful ballad, Don't Cry. All right, let's talk about the song Amaze Me. You're doing some kind of treatment on the vocals when Scott is when Scott is singing in that high register Amaze Me.
Well, I think Scott needs to talk about, because he had a sound in his head, and all I was trying to do was chase after him and find that sound and be able to, you know, capture it and put it out
that,
there.
That is a great point. How, you know, when an artist has a sound in his head and maybe it's not translating to tape yet, what does the producer do to bring that out?
A lot of experimentation.
This was one of the most fun parts of working with Rich, because I have a lot of ideas in my head, and I came in bursting with those. And on a song like that, the backing vocal that you're talking about over the chorus, yeah, I remember telling Rich something like, well, I want it to sound psychedelic and flangery, and I hear a phaser, right? And Rich could go through this entire bag of tricks and go, okay, I think what you're talking about is a pulsating Leslie speaker, right? I've got this plug-in over here that I think, and I would
pulsating
listen to it and go,
Leslie speaker, yeah, that's
right?
Perfect.
Okay, that's it, that's the sound. Or yeah. no, that's not right. And it was a constant game of pushing and pulling to kind of go, okay, does this finally resemble what you thought you heard in your head? And the answer to that sometimes was, yeah, we nailed it. And the answer to that was no, but that's even cooler, even grander than what I thought.
I'm Mike Dale with Scott Stone, Joey D, Rich Pearsall, Studio E in Montero, and this is called Amaze Me on KHMB.
Keep it in, boys, belts, and accuracy, old rock and soul, raising holy hell.
Coastside Carousel on KHMB 100.9 FM and AM 1710. Mike Dale sitting in with you, and a special edition today from Studio E in Montera. Been a while since I've seen Rich Pearsall. Mondo Stereo has a brand new album out. There's a big CD release party coming up in August. Let's move into the song, Putting It All Back Together. And this is where I want to bring in Joey D, because, Joey, I've said this to you before, your fretwork is just amazing.
Scott, to me, what I really am attracted to as we work together now, working on 3 years, and he is a genius that way, where he writes something and he's writes these engaging lyrics together, and it's a whole piece. You know, I've found what my niche is. My niche is the color guy. You bring me sort of a blank, not blank canvas, it's there, but it doesn't have all the full color on it. And that's where I come in, that's where Scott and I have worked together, where I'm able to come in and totally embellish what you have.
And I heard the earlier versions of this song. This particular one on the new album has some orchestration, Rich Pearsall. Do you want to talk about that a second? Is it in Scott's head? Is that your sound, Scott?
That is exactly it. I mean, Scott brought the sound to me, and then I'm the guy who basically found the way to get the stuff out of his head and into the groove. That's what I do.
Yeah, I'll add to that a little bit since we're talking about it. Our listeners, if they're keyboard players, piano players, or maybe not, might know a little bit about MIDI orchestration, which is where you're playing something out of a keyboard and then you're assigning different sounds to it. So you can create a whole horn section that you compose, and a lot of composers do that. That's the really great thing about a piano is you have a little bit of skills in that. You can translate that into a number of different instruments. So this was a song that had some space, and it had, you know, sort of a grandiose vision for something big and orchestral and maybe a little bit Who-like. You know, Pete Townsend and the Who is what I was thinking of there. Todd Rundgren in his early days in the Nas, and filling out that space with a horn section. And so I had composed that part on MIDI and brought it in for Rich. And then we put our heads together, and it was, okay, what kinds of horns or strings do you hear in this part? And a lot of experimentation to figure out what kinds of sounds create that like big bass and brass backing that you hear, and then the sort of finer, higher notes of what you're hearing in there too.
It is so powerful. Let's listen to it now on Coastside Carousel, Putting It All Back Together with Mondo Stereo on KHMB.
Couldn't find my way in the darkness. However far I ran away, covering distance blindly, heading downhill. Spent a lot of time in that state, feeling unfulfilled. Seasons falling like rain, wishing that I could escape. All I could do was just wait it out. So come friends of mine, will I?
It's Coastside Carousel on KHMB, putting it all back together. And there is Mondo Stereo, brand new CD. I've got Scott Stone, Joey D, and Rich Pearsall here. When can we get you on the big concert tour, guys? Can I be your manager?
Sure, buddy. Yeah, no, we've had such a blast getting to play here and to scale things up a little bit. And I'm hoping that once the album gets heard and hopefully finds some appreciative ears, that there'll be some more opportunities to continue doing that.
Honestly, as soon as this is done, we're getting ready to write some more stuff.
Yeah, Russ never sleeps.
Yeah.
No, and the opportunity never sleeps either. You know, things in life are fleeting, and Scott and I have found a nice relationship where we work together quite well. Rich is an amazing asset to that production, and so we're gonna as soon as this is out, we already talked about starting to write some new stuff.
And I can't wait. ABC, always be creating.
Oh,
I love it.
I like
love
that.
It. Thank you guys so much.
Our pleasure. Thanks for having us in, Mike.
Appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah.
Head to MondoStereoLive.com right now, Coastsiders. Scott Stone, Joey D, and the great Rich Pearsall. That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Enjoy your songs in the key of life, stay in tune, and be well on your carousel. I'm Mike Dale.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at CameronsInn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Today, there are numerous documented accounts of individual students being disciplined simply for bringing a Bible to school. Fisher Ames would have been appalled at this open hostility toward the Bible. Fisher Ames was the founding father who authored the House of Representatives' language for the First Amendment. In his day, he vehemently objected to any attempt to minimize the Bible at schools. In fact, he declared, "Why should not the Bible regain the place it once held as a school book? Its morals are pure. Its examples captivating and noble. The reverence for the sacred book that is thus early impressed lasts long, and probably, if not impressed in infancy, never takes firm hold of the mind." Founding Father Fisher Ames, the man most responsible for the wording of the First Amendment, believed that the most important school book was the Bible.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.